For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Monday will be wash day in most American homes, and lady, if you want to see a real difference in your clothes, a wash so sparkling clean you can really be proud of it, you want to be sure to have Deep Cleaning Oxidol on hand. Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and washes out the gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this fact has been demonstrated to women, and I'd like you to hear from a woman who saw this demonstration. She's Mrs. Guy C. Wallace of Flushing, New York. Listen.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with the leading suds the way you're told to. Well, then they washed those clothes over again, this time with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Wallace. And ladies, I predict you'll get a surprise, too, when you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. See for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And then, for the biggest surprise of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright, feel soft and fluffy, smell sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, it's been frightening to see the clever way in which the cousins have disrupted Ma's family. Shuffle gone, Willie quit at the lumberyard, Evie not speaking to Ma, Sylvester and Ed safely established in Shuffle's and Willie's jobs, and Ma never suspecting that all her recent heartaches are caused by those selfish cousins. And the future is just as frightening. Faye taking such an interest in Sylvester. Evie convinced that she ought to give Sylvester her life savings in that crooked investment scheme. Won't Ma ever learn the truth? Well, right now it's about 8:30 at night and Ma's home alone. Listen.
Hello, Ma. Me, Shuffle.
Oh, Sheffel, it's so nice to hear your voice. How are you, Sheffel?
Oh, I'm fine, Ma, sitting on top of the world. me and my dog just got home from a little walk and got back up here in the apartment and started to read a book to improve my mind, but I reckon I plumb got lonesome for Ma Perkins' voice.
Oh, it's nice for you to say that, Sheffel. I don't even have to say I'm real glad you called. Marietta ain't home tonight?
She works from 4 till midnight, Ma. Late shift. That's the time for the biggest tips in her business. Darnation, that girl makes more money than I do. What was you doing when I phoned, Ma? Was you sitting in your rocker, or was you sitting outside on the front porch watching the world go by? And what's Joseph up to, and Faye?
I just come in from the porch, Shepherd. I've been gardening. And then I sat on the porch for a minute, and now I come in to do some sewing. Yes, you know, Rocket. I can just see you sitting here across from me, no more stare, Shuffle. Pretending that you ain't sleepy.
Nation, I've plumb wore a rut in that old Morris chair, Mom. You all alone, Ma?
Yes, Joseph wandered off someplace, and Faye is out, too. Of course, Pauletta's home. She's upstairs sleeping. I wish she felt like coming over. At Morris Chair's waiting for you.
Yeah, I know, Ma. But 50 miles each way, and there ain't another bus until after 9 o'clock.
Oh, yes, yes, sure. Well, maybe another time.
Yeah, I'll do that, Ma. Well, it ain't none of my business if little Faye is out with Cousin Sylvester. I suppose she is, or you'd mention different, but we won't talk about that. How's Willie and Abby, Ma? Anything new?
Well, Willie ain't found a job yet, as far as I know. Oh, while we're on the subject, Sheffield, you remember that business deal that you got so upset about? Evie and Willie talking over some business deal with Cousin Sylvester?
Darnation, Ma, I'd sure feel I didn't get my 35 cents worth for this telephone call if that question wasn't answered. So, how about it, Ma? What kind of a business deal, and what's Sylvester up to now?
Oh, well, I don't know what kind of business deal it was. There's some mining company out west, I believe. But I had a nice talk with Sylvester. And Sylvester says that he won't let Willie and Evie put their money into that company. Oh, Shuffle, ain't it possible that you yourself might not understand Cousin Sylvester? He's been so nice, Shuffle.
Ma, old Shuffle Shober and his best friend, Ma Perkins, can talk on every single subject in the whole world. And they always say, yes, Ma, yes, Shuffle. Except this one subject of Cousin Ed and Cousin Sylvester, on which we don't agree. I'm real sorry, Ma. I wish it weren't so.
My garden is real nice this year. You always like the dahlia stuff. They're going to be just lovely this year.
Oh, Ma. I call you up because I feel like talking to my best friend, Ma Perkins. And then 2 minutes after I get you on the phone, I'm giving you pain and grief again. I've moved away from Rushville Center. I've moved out of that old Morris Chair. Why don't I just stay here where I belong? Get him to take out the phone, and then I'll never bother you, Ma.
Shuffle. I was alone here in the house, too. And the phone rang, and I heard your voice. It was so fine. It made me feel so good. A difference of opinion ain't never going to come between you and me, old friend.
Difference of opinion, maybe not. Cousins, maybe yes. I can just see you sitting there right now, Ma. There at the telephone. Outside your window, the crickets and the bugs are humming away.
Okay. Hello, old friend. What are you doing away over there in Middleborough? You belong here. Here.
Well, things change, Ma. I ain't saying nothing against the cousins, but this is the way it's worked out, Ma. And, Ma, I got a feeling it's going to get worse before it gets better.
And now, our theme changes. It's Willie and Evie we join. Yesterday, we remember, Cousin Ed and Cousin Sylvester told Willie some fibs. That Ma had made some disparaging remarks about Willie. Of course, that wasn't true, but we know the cousins' clever plot to make Willie and Evie invest in that worthless mining stock. Well, we find Evie doing her nightly crossword puzzle while Willie glumly looks out of the parlor window. Listen.
A five-letter word meaning that.
Evie, put down your crossword puzzle for a minute. I want to talk to you.
Well, talk. I almost moved my hands.
I said put down the crossword puzzle and listen to me. Am I the boss in this house or ain't I? You wear the pants in this family or me? I told you something.
Willie, sure. What's the matter, Willie?
What's the matter? I'm sick and tired of getting pushed around. I'm a man and this is my house, and a man's home is his castle. That's right in the Constitution.
Who said anything different? What's the matter?
Furthermore, I... Well, I'm tired of getting pushed around, that's all.
But who's pushing? I'm sitting.
Listen, Abby. Now, seriously. Is it really your opinion that I'm a dope?
Well,
Now, if I happen to lose my temper during the past few days and say something which I wouldn't say under ordinary circumstances, well, I've been upset too, Willie. Junior home school and you underfoot all day long.
I am not underfoot. I'm out looking for a job. I can't go looking for a job at 7:30 in the morning, can I? And it's to save money that I come home for lunch.
Yes, Willie, yes.
So I'm asking you. Am I a dope?
Willie, to me, no matter what you are, you're my own Willie.
Mm-hmm. I heard something today which... Maybe you were right, Abby. Maybe you were right.
Me? I was right? What about?
Ma said something.
Oh, that said you ain't seen Ma.
She didn't say it to me. She said it to the cousins.
Oh. Well, what'd she say to the cousins? Something about a job, maybe?
Not about a job. She practically said I'm a dope.
Ma?
Ma.
Ma, I don't even know what that word means.
Not that word. So she told Cousin Sylvester that I'm foolish. You know, about that business deal that you got so steamed up about.
Ma said you're foolish? You mean for not investing? You mean Ma got some of that mining stock herself?
No, they were just talking about me. Leastways, that's the way I got the story. And Ma said Sylvester should protect me because I don't have enough sense to protect myself.
Hey.
Yeah. Ma Perkins. What? She said it to Cousin Sylvester right in front of Cousin Ed. They told me. So I guess you were right, Abby. Maybe Ma doesn't know that she's been pushing me around, but if she thinks I'm a dope, well, then she can't help pushing me around. Maybe I was right to quit. And you were right to make me quit.
Willie, I got to tell you something. I'm real glad to hear you say that, because I've been beginning to think you can't get another job, and maybe I done wrong making you quit. But if now you agree with me...
I ain't no Supreme Court judge, but it's not very nice for Ma to tell the cousins that I'm a dope. No, sir. I won't go back to the lumber yard. I'll get me a job someplace, a swell job. I'll show her.
Sure you will, Willie. And I'm very glad the cousins told you about this.
Yeah, me too. They're good guys, the cousins. I feel like insisting on that investment. No, sir. Nobody's going to call me a dope. I'll talk to Sylvester about it in the morning.
On wash day, the thing you want above everything else is to get clothes sparkling clean. That, more than any other reason, is why you'll like Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabric, washes out grimy dirt, and gets clothes sparkling clean. You can see clothes washed with Oxidol are sparkling white and bright. Feel clothes are soft and fluffy. Smell clothes are sweet and fresh. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Go for a wash that's deep clean. Sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. So Willie, in spite of all his years with Ma, is ready to believe Sylvester's lies about Ma. What's going to happen? Well, Sylvester finds himself a very happy man on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.